Good morning. I'm so glad you're on right now. I know that this is just a little bit earlier than I normally scope, and I'm doing it from my car today rather than the beautiful outdoors by the lake where I normally get to do my scopes. But I wanted to make sure to fit this in today because it may not have happened otherwise. I want to talk about how to create a little bit of extra energy in your day. Yesterday, I talked about healthy boundaries, and I want to apologize. I was a little distracted. Not only was it my birthday, happy birthday to me, but there was something going on with my dog that made it kind of hard to concentrate. So there were a few things I didn't get to say that I wanted to make sure to impart. So I thought, well, why not just do another one today and give you that little insight that I wanted to share. So we get an extra one today. Basically, what I wanted to talk about today was, yesterday we were talking about healthy boundaries, and I told you about the situation I had with a friend of my hi, I'm glad you're here. With or a friend of my daughter's, and how I felt kind of taken advantage of by her parents. And one of the things I wanted to point out that I didn't get to mention yesterday is basically I had some options, didn't I? I took it upon myself to figure out where my personal work was. My personal work happened to be around, hi Sinek, around personal boundaries and recognizing in myself when it's time to self-advocate, basically. And again, I don't know for sure that I was being taken advantage of, right? I don't have that information because I'm assuming positive intent. I'm assuming it was a natural mistake. Maybe thoughtless, but certainly not cruel or unkind. And yet still there was something for me to do to be proactive in how I handled it without actually turning it around and bringing the problem to them to solve, right? My problems are not anyone else's to solve, right? Can you understand that? If I could impart upon everyone and anyone one magical little thing that I've realized, is that we really are very much out of control in our lives. We have very little that we can control. And the bits that we can are always within ourselves. And even those are tricky because how much do we wish we could control something that is part of us, part of who we are, and yet we still can't even control our thoughts. We can't even control what happens in our mindset, the good, the bad, and the ugly most of the time, even when we're present to our work and we are self-reflective. So if you think of that, like how much of our lives is outside of our control, how much of who we are is outside of our control, if that's the case, how much of our personal bandwidth is taken up without us even realizing it, simply because that makes us reactionary to life rather than being proactive in life. And John's asking, so what's the simple trick? And we are getting there, but I want to preface it with this understanding, thank you for the hearts, with this understanding of what we really have control over, because our bandwidth, the energy that we have to expend in our daily lives with personal relationships and professional relationships is limited in scope anyway, right? So then when we are constantly trying to control the things, oh no, don't worry about it. I'm getting there. Just laying the groundwork. When we're constantly trying to control the things that we can't control, I call it a cognitive tax. It could also be considered an energetic tax. It uses up our bandwidth. And by the time we want to actually be more productive and invest in the things that we do have control over, we don't have the energy for it, right? So really, this one simple trick is something I say it to myself all the time, Triffany, stay in your lane. And what I mean is stay in the work that you have control over. That's the simple trick. Stay in your business. I could have just as easily gotten upset with these people. I could have come to them and said and requested that they do something different. And you need to remember, I'm a single parent and I have less drive time available and I really need help sometimes too, right? Mind your biz. That's exactly it. But in a way that also is gracious to others. Yes. Yesterday I talked about assuming positive intent, right? I don't think they set out to take advantage. I don't think they set out to do harm. I think that they were in essence, trying to do what they needed to for their relationship and schedule their date night. But they just didn't calculate in what they needed to do for their daughter and thought that, you know, hey, she always takes care of it, so she'll take care of it this time too, right? So the way that we can create this extra bandwidth in our lives, the way that we can create this extra space, time, and energy for us to focus on the things we can take control of is to just check in with ourselves when we start getting upset about something. When we start getting, you remember yesterday I said, when things feel heavy or when there's guilt involved. Thank you guys for the hearts. We really want to begin to moderate or mitigate that pain, right? We don't like it, so we try to avoid it. And a lot of times we say to ourselves, well, it's just easier if I take care of it. It's just easier if I do. Well, what happens over time is in addition to using up our bandwidth on that stuff, we actually create a level of resentment as well. And that's not healthy for us. It's not healthy for others. It's not healthy for the things that we're trying to build in life. So yes, it's mind your biz. And you're absolutely right. I could actually just mind your biz. But it's a little step further too, because it creates this this level and the space for self-reflection. Because it certainly is staying out of other people's intentions, but it's actually taking the time to go inward and consider yours as well. So what's my intention if I am the person who just always takes care of things and sure, I'll give your kid a ride home and all of those things. Certainly there's a little bit of, it's a habit, right? That's not even a conscious thought at all. I just do it. I don't think about it. And it's fine. But there's also this other piece of me that I know has some sort of unconscious or maybe even deeper in the subconscious story about what a good mom does or what a good woman does, right? And so when I create this bandwidth by staying in my own business, I now can go in and reflect and look at my actual story. Is this connected to something that could use a little bit of work, to something that could use a little bit of massaging, and perhaps create a better habit that is, yes, of course, gracious towards others. Yes, of course, present to sometimes being that last minute ride for somebody. Absolutely, I want to still be that person. And also be the person that has something left to take care of herself, especially because I'm an entrepreneur, especially because I'm building a business for myself. And I want to be able to be that present and that ready for my clientele as well. So that is my scope today. If you're new here, I just want to welcome you. Thank you for coming here. And I know this is a little bit of a follow-up from yesterday. I did not, like I said, yesterday was my birthday. So I wasn't the responsible business owner and post my scope yesterday, but I will do it today. So you can actually catch the replays on my blog at Trithany, just like Tiffany with an R, Hammond.com. Go to the blog. I'm actually out and about this morning at appointments, but this afternoon I'll make sure to get yesterday's posted and today's posted. I would personally love your comments. Yesterday I gave you some homework. I'm going to give you some more homework today. I want you to think about the cognitive tax that is involved when you start getting in other people's business and assuming their intent. Every time you feel that there's been that you feel hurt, right, by someone, and you start saying they shouldn't, or they should, or it was wrong of them. I want you to turn that around and start looking at where is your story. I want you to start turning around and looking at maybe they were or they weren't, but you don't have any control over that. So how can you grab some of that control, pull it inward, and then take responsibility for your own outlook and your own actions? And I want to hear what that looks like for you. I want to hear what questions you have as you start to do that. There's a lot of things that come up around this kind of work about what's fair and what's not. Bring those to the table. I want to hear about them. I want to hear about them on my blog. You can also follow me on Twitter at TriffanyHammond.com is my website. Trithany Hammond is my Twitter handle. And I hope that we can stay in touch. Be really good to yourself, and I'll see you tomorrow, I suppose. Take care. Bye-bye.